Nope, that's the same song.
Oh, man. Okay, hi, everyone. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's
welcome
Tuesday.
To episode 20.
2012.
And yeah. It's Tuesday.
Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday.
It's kind of almost Thursday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
How many? It's almost Thursday.
It's Wednesday.
Where?
It's Wednesday.
Yep. Hey, my friend Ricky is nearby. Hi, Ricky.
Yeah.
Hello.
And I mean, we could be recording a podcast if, like, Michael could get off of YouTube for 5 seconds.
If he could stop listening to Titanic, my heart would go on.
If he could. If he could just stop trying to find false emotions in these music videos.
Michael, did you get my Candy Crush thing I sent you?
No.
Damn, you pushed. I sent you a life, bro. Because I know you need that. A life.
So then.
My friend Ricky is nearby.
What's everybody been up to lately?
It smells like smoke in here.
I love
the smell of smoke. Like, everyone actually gave us a good-ass topic.
Ooh.
But we're probably just going to shred the shit.
Oh, in that case, did you know in March 96, the government's record of sound...
Okay, I've already lost
the claim
interest.
Was an iceberg hitting some reports and restricted photos above that. Dude.
Is he just talking about the bloop?
The bloop?
Read that question out loud, Michael.
Right.
Well, you kind of fucked it. So
yeah.
Okay. Fucked it.
Oh, in that case, did you know in March 1996, the government's record, record a sound from the ocean that they claim... Thanks for hitting me.
I know, I'm actually not hitting
you. Governments record a sound from the ocean that they claim was an iceberg hitting something, but reports and restricted photos show above view of that spot of a dark figure twice the size of the Eiffel Tower symbol.
That was a really big iceberg.
No, they're just talking about that time in 19... What was it, 86? That they saw Cthulhu.
Yeah, more or less.
Did they really see Cthulhu?
Lord and Savior. Did you not read the question?
I don't know.
No, Twitch, you were saying something.
Twitch said it was a bloop.
Yeah, I'm...
Yo, Guillermo, honestly, sure it's, dude, it's Wookiee. Wookiee, I think
yeah,
it's...
I know who Wookiee is.
Yeah,
guys, did you know...
That in 1986,
1996, something crashed into some icebergs underwater, and they go, it's just an iceberg.
It's just Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Oh, some asshole's challenging me to a battle.
Why don't you battle me?
Yeah, it was probably Cthulhu.
Sorry, I was totally zygarding.
Okay. That'd be pretty cool if it was Cthulhu. And now it's probably...
I'm going to be honest and say...
Sea Beast.
Do you think it's like
being the guy
who's
read like the entirety of H.P. Lovecraft's
I know,
life,
I'd be like, hey, you, let me read them. Like, no.
I'm okay. Pretty sure that...
Did you set it up?
This is all just hyperbole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Challenge me again.
I love the idea of the bloop as a thing, but every version of it that you listen to is actually just that audio file that was recorded, turned down a couple octaves and extended to be like 30 times longer than it really is.
So it's like, yeah. Like in some Godzilla.
No, in actuality, it was just like a.
It was just like an underwater.
So it was just like a fish.
It's a really weird noise that
happens underwater.
It had to have been made by something really big or.
Like a beluga.
Cloverfield.
Yeah. It was Cloverfield.
Wait,
it was Cthulhu.
Hold on. Guys.
Whoa.
Robots.
What if robots in the ocean.
They were in charge.
Crashed into the ocean.
Wait, what?
crashed bandicooted into the ocean.
Wait, no. I thought we were going to watch Pacific Rim.
Yeah, we're going to watch.
Just describe Pacific Rim.
Also, dude, my team has like level 20s and 30s.
Uh huh. So you can get shit on, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, cool.
Okay, anyways, hi guys, this is a podcast.
Hey, what's
Woo!
Up?
Sorry, my dude.
Yep, and we got Michael.
Hey.
And we
I don't
got
know,
Ricky.
I've been talking to you about having like.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Wanting that like a catchphrase for all of us, but yeah. Like, I don't know, man.
Michael likes dicks. There.
That's a good catchphrase. I like
Wait,
that. I like
he's got to be last because we're welcoming him back.
Okay. Hi, Twitch.
Hi. How have you been, Twitch? It's been forever.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy. What's up?
Hey, what's up? How's everybody been?
Dude,
cool, guys.
Dude, we've been trying so hard to podcast.
Cool, guys.
But you've just been off, like,
dude.
Being
cool, guys.
Well,
cool, guys.
Like,
Dumb as fuck.
That Oh, that's one of my favorite videos on the internet.
Other than that, like, surprise ball to the face.
It's right up there with surprise exercise ball attack.
Oh, dude, I've been watching a lot of Untimed Federation videos.
And they're all really good.
They are all really good. Yeah. Awesome gay shit.
Anyways, Jimmy, let's start with you, since it's been a super long while.
It's been a super long while.
What's up in the world of Jimmy and or video games that Jimmy is playing?
What's up, Giga? What did
Mott the bird is named for his technical.
Sorry to say, Michael, this is not good for radio.
Hey, dude, you look really gay, bro.
Yeah, like, this is good for radio.
It's gonna be edited.
Alright. So, recently, frisky motherfucker. Oh, well, like, I've been playing. Oh, like, the newest game I purchased was Animal Crossing, New Leaf.
And so that you could get that free copy of...
And so I could get a free copy of Pokemon X, because I already own Pokemon
Explain
X.
How you got it, though.
I'm getting to that. My God. Rude.
Is the story...
Okay, anyways. Totally. Anyways, yeah, it's super legal. Okay, so, like, there I go. I walk into GameStop, purchase my copy of Animal Crossing New Leaf, and then, like, I'm super excited, and the guy's like, hey, you want, like, a used... copy, like, you'll save like $8, and I was like, and for some reason, like, money saving James came out, and I was like, yeah, sure. And then he's like, cool, you have like 8 days to return or something like that. And I was like, I guess that makes
one day for every dollar you just saved.
And then he's like,
it's gonna sound terrible.
and then within minutes of purchasing it, I was like, wait a minute, I remember why I wanted to buy it new. So I immediately like went back to him and I was like, dude, I'm sorry, like, I remember why I wanted to buy it new so I could get a free copy of Pokemon X. And then he's like, oh, I forgot we had that.
He's like, oh, I can't take it back.
It's like, I forgot we had that.
It's been like 8 days.
He's like, I forgot there was that promotion going on. And I was like, yeah, you're totally dumb as fuck. And then so, like, I returned and got my Animal Crossing New Leaf. And I went home and I was super excited. And then I couldn't find, like, my Nintendo book to my DS. And I was kind of almost freaking out because I can't register it. But then I found it. And then, well, I used my Animal Crossing New Leaf code. And some asshole, whoever you are out there, guy... You deserve all the bad things in life that happened to you, fuckface. So.
So.
Animal Crossing. Yeah, so I wasn't... Well, then I went to another GameStop, and I just so happened to borrow a copy of... I borrowed the little code from one of their games, so yeah. I could get a free copy of Pokemon X.
Yeah.
And that was cool.
If it's really that easy, I think I might just ask my GameStop friend for
you don't have to
get a copy of Animal Crossing and give me that code.
Just like tell her to like send you a dick pic and then you're on your way.
Wait, the story went really like perpendicular.
It happened really fast. I was like,
oh, well, okay.
I'm
mayor of Pallet Town, and I made my own flag. I made my own flag, and it's got the three original starters on it. It's like red and white for a Pokeball on the back. Looks badass.
Does it really?
Yeah. And like so far, like a bunch of motherfuckers are moving into my town. Like motherfuckers, I don't even know like where they came from. They're like, oh, you're the mayor. Like that's why I moved here because you're cool. And I'm not. And I was like, that's weird.
So weird that it just.
But like, I don't understand why you traded it in. To be honest.
Because I had gone too far in.
Oh, really? Dude, poison on the first try?
Yeah, dude, there was no possible way I could have fixed what I had broken.
Yes, you could. You just, like... Oh,
not
okay.
only that, well, like, Pokemon X and Y were too close to being released, and I didn't care enough about my town to not use that money to buy Pokemon X and Y, and oh my god, that...
Oh, well, my town loves me. Like, I'm trying to fund a reset center,
yeah,
but god,
it is,
like, fucking expensive. It's, like, 368,000 bells, and bells is, like, currency in... New Leaf.
I fucking love
I'm assuming in Animal Crossing across the board.
Yeah.
In Animal Crossing the board. See what I did there, guys?
Animal Crossing the board.
Crossing the board.
What?
Oh, and then, so yeah. So, I actually like the game. Like, there's a lot of stuff to do in it. Like, I'm just, right now, like, I'm crazy working on filling up my museum and, like, funding my reset center. But, like I said, like, Jesus, like, motherfuckers ain't helping. Like, motherfuckers donate, like, 2 bells a day Oh, that was gay. You're fucking fag.
Just so you guys know, there's currently a Pokemon battle
going on
between James and I. And
live. Yeah, live. This is live.
Just
this
so you guys know, it's actually pretty like neck to neck right now. But I'm pretty sure like
I just lost.
Yeah, kind of. Because now I can do things like this.
Oh, okay. And then anyways, so like it's what color was your dude's hair?
Big brown.
Brown? It's because mine's like a weird blonde. And any hair pieces that I find in the store, like when I put them on, they turn blonde. Makes my guy look uber gay. Also, I didn't see what happened. I looked up for a second. Lapras was dead. Oh, I really like Animal Crossing New Leaf. Like, yeah, it's just you have to stay really interactive with it. And I'm waiting for the street pass with someone has New Leaf, but nobody's playing New Leaf.
Now that I think about it, like, maybe it wasn't just the amount of time I didn't spend playing that game. Because the amount of time I did spend playing that game, I was mostly just going around catching stag beetles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had to go to the island.
Laura kept, she kept telling me, like, let's go, you need to go to the island. And I was like, what island?
You get a lot of stuff in that island. Like, you can catch sharks and ocean sunfish. And you actually learn things. I've learned things about the ocean in my time playing.
Ocean sunfish?
Yeah.
You put three words together.
Well, sounds like a monster hunter.
Dude, there's a fish called zebra turkey fish.
Sounds like a monster hunter boss. Oh, yeah, you forgot about Monster Hunter.
Oh, well, then, so, yeah.
You remembered about Monster Hunter?
But, like, I absolutely love it. Like, it's just a really interactive game. You kind of need to keep going back to it day to day.
At least 4 times a week, you need to keep going back to that game.
I haven't, well, like, it's because once I downloaded my free copy of Pokemon X, like, I
stopped doing other things.
I stopped living. And I've just been kind of Pokemon X-ing. Wow, dude, you're super gay. You're lucky I don't have my fucking team together. And they're all low levels and shit.
Oh, dude.
fuck that guard over. All right, try to hypnosis. Come on, let me get a hit in. And then... Oh,
Shiny Pedro.
Where did you get that from?
You know how, like... At the beginning of the show, you're like, look how structured the show is. And then
you forgot it was a part of it.
Oh, but you know what's cool? I didn't let you in-game reset when you're about to lose. No, you know what's cool? Like, the first time, like, if your game turns off and you didn't save it, like, you actually do get, like, a little message from Mr. Rossetti. And he's like, and, like, he tells you, he's like, you suck.
Rossetti pretty much tells you fucking suck.
Well, no, he's like, our town can't afford a reset center. He's like, but it'd be nice if somebody could fund one. Like, that'd be really cool. He's like, you should probably work on that. Like,
hint.
And then he's like, well, I'll see you later, forever. And he's like, unless you get a reset center into your town, then that'd be really cool. And I was like,
What was the only thing I did for my town was catch all the stag beetles.
I can't believe this thing that I did resembles the words Monster Hunter.
I'm trying to think of what else I did. Well, I don't know, I like New Leaf. I like really interactive games. Like, I've been craving a Street Pass like crazy.
Hey, you finished Puppeteer yet?
Huh? Yeah, dude. No.
No? You don't know how you Street Pass? You
either
walk to YouTube.
Well, don't walk there.
Yeah, exactly. Just
go there and then walk.
Just walk there.
That's what gay guy is saying to do.
Just walk there.
Walk.
Pac-Man your way all the way the fuck over there.
Okay, that sounded extremely weird, I bet. Michael, stop.
Hold on, I gotta sneeze. Oh, well.
Go directly into the mic.
No, I'm not gonna.
It's okay. Oh my god. That should not be.
Oh, yeah, so, like. Yeah, I like New Leaf. It's cool. I just need to, like. I'm assuming there's more to the game than just waking up every day hoping, like, something changed.
No.
Not really.
No, and yeah, did you get to that little island that
yeah,
you could go to?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Like, the island, like, I've been killing that island.
Yeah, the island's pretty cool.
I've been, like, draining it of its resources, just hoping one day it'll die.
Aside from that, your goals are just whatever far-off thing that you want to start saving up for.
Oh, and then, like, you can make ordinances in your town. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
You can fund, like, projects, like the projects my homies live.
Okay, edit it out.
where my sister Mallory lives. She's a duck. She's like, quack, quack. And then I also edited the town theme. Like, I changed the theme to the beginning of Pallet Town.
Is it worth fat?
Really?
Yeah, so, like, when I talk to people, it's like... And then I was like, eh.
You know what I did to change the theme song? I deleted the first three notes.
And then it, like...
And then just starts playing the regular one. Well, because they didn't really explain how to use it. It was like, here, go ahead and edit. And I was like, what?
Well, if you know how to make music, you can do it. But, like, I was thinking, I was like, what could I possibly do with, like, this little bit of notes? And then I was like...
I just brought in another jingle.
Yeah. Well, Animal Crossing.
Aside from Animal Crossing, I'm playing a lot of Pokemon, but like, did we talk about Pokemon last time?
We always talk about Pokemon.
Well, I passed Pokemon Y, like, seriously, the beginning. Well, like,
no, you haven't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you haven't. You passed, like,
the beginning.
The beginning, yeah.
Exactly, but I passed it.
No, you like, beat like, you beat the Elite Four.
Like, completed the story.
You beat the Elite Four.
Yeah, like, completed story mode. I'm not gonna go talk to him. I don't want to be part of the CAA.
The best part of that game.
I don't believe in lucrative operations for some anonymous corporation.
Dude, the best part of that game is when Looker is just like, dude, you're part of the CIA.
Wait, wasn't Looker in
Black and White?
Black and White?
I think it's like a code name.
What, the Looker?
No, Looker.
Yeah, the Looker.
The Looker.
The Looker. The Looper. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Dude, it's Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Why did I say?
I saw 3 into 2 Electric Boogaloo. Now can I say it?
So did I. Oh
yes, gosh. We all. Everyone except Michael.
Everyone except whoever is not cool.
Yeah.
Hint. Saw 3 into 2 Electric Boogaloo.
If you don't know what
it wasn't like, as good as the first.
It definitely was not as good as the first.
I don't. I.
You suck.
I'm just gonna say this though. I think that
I like the main character more than I like.
Yeah, that
the what was it?
Demisticles or something.
It's
like the Demisticles.
Yeah, the testicles.
Yeah, I like the main dude more.
The testicles.
Because he's.
You don't like Gerard Butler?
No.
They're gonna.
No.
They're gonna funnel him into the hot gates where their brass numbers don't count for shit. The testicles, though, he was really smart. Did you see how he pulled
exactly,
him back into the
that's
mist?
Wise,
and then the mist was like, oh!
Leonidas is
and
so
turned into mountains.
Dumb. That was the stupidest scene. Like, there was that scene where he pulls them all back into the mist, they all start crashing, they all start jumping off cliffs.
No. I was like, did you notice their boats were gone?
Yeah.
What?
Like, they pull back in the mist, boats are gone.
Boats are gone forever.
But there's that one blocking it, and they're like, oh, stop the boats.
And then they all jump off a cliff.
Oh, you know what part was cool? That dude. That dude when they're carrying like the oil on their back and he's like climbing up and like,
and the,
he's,
the like, girl's
fighting,
just like
he's like fighting Themistocles and then Artemisia's like, dude,
wait, what'd you call her?
Artemisia.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then like Artemisia's like Legolas. Legolas Hawkeye.
Legolas.
And then the guy's like, ah, and she like head dipped it in the fire, so she shoots him. He's carrying like a tank of oil on his back and he's like, ah. He's fighting the testicles.
He's fist fighting the testicles all on fire.
Basically fist fighting the testicles. And then like, you know what the testicles does? Michael sees that he's carrying like a tank of oil and he's got a flaming arrow and he stays there. And he explodes. But he doesn't die. Swear to God, I thought he was dead.
Me too.
And then he's like, he's falling in the water and he's like all high on acid or mushrooms or whatever. And then like he's seeing like these weird fish things and they're like eating his comrades. But they're dead, so, like, it doesn't matter. And then he's like, oh. And then it comes and eats him. And then he wakes up.
And then it was dreaming. 302.
Electric
Inception.
And then guess what, Michael? He kills the bad girl.
Not before he fucks her.
Not before. she fucks him to get him on his side, on her side. And then he's like, and
no.
You know what
he finishes and he's like, no.
He smash and dashed. He fucked and ducked. He hit it and quit it, Michael.
It's like the best way ever because they're going at it for like what seemed to be hours.
Yeah.
And then she's just like, so.
She's like, isn't this? She's like, so I got you on my side. And he's like, nope.
No.
And then he's like naked. And then she's like, guards. And then he's like, ah. And they're just like, oh, I'll show him out.
This was
a real thing that happened in the movie.
That is
that
the
was
realest
a,
thing
a
that happened in the movie.
But he totally like smash and dash, like fucking fucked and ducked and hit it and quit it. Like, what other sexual terms are there? So I can find someone to rhyme with him. I was literally
he
sitting
had
there.
Sex with her and then he left.
I was trying to think of one for sex, but I was like, nothing cool rhymes with sex. Except, like, it was like
genital. Yeah, sex and left. Lex. Text.
Snow black.
Okay, that's dumb. That was
and then,
so there's this part where he rides a horse on the ocean.
Dude, he's riding a horse on boats. Like boats. Like he had a horse.
I know exactly how to describe this scene to Michael. Michael, dude. So like the whole time they're like bringing up this, they're building up tension because they're like,
did you?
Yes, he's like, did you get the secret weapon ready? And he's like, yes, it's prepped, just like you asked.
They didn't even say your secret weapon. He just asked the other guy, hey, is the thing down in the thing?
Yeah,
and then he turned to him and said, yes.
He's like, yeah, it's all been prepped. And then you're just like, what the fuck? Like, are they gonna use the first ever gun? And then a horse jumps out the bottom of the boat and he rides it across boats and the ocean. Like there's a part where
he rides it into the
sunset. The horse becomes like a submarine for a second because it goes under the water and just comes
back up.
Oh, that's right.
And they kill the horse.
They do kill the horse, but not before he kills like 20 of the immortal things. He's just like Michael, one sword, one shield, all the testicles needed. And Artemisia's over there, like she's packing double heat. You know, she's killing everyone left and right. Like those, what are they called? Athenians?
The immortals?
No, the Athenians.
The Athenians.
Yeah, the testicles like killed all the immortals. Like,
immortal
these nuts. But so she's killing all these Athenians, right, Michael? And then like right when you think all hope is lost, like it's just the testicles versus Artemisia, and he's already beat her already. And then like you think all hope is lost, even though they're clearly winning. And guess who shows up? The Acadians.
You mean
the Spartans?
The Spartans.
No, it's three of them.
No, it's just the Spartans.
It's just
Spartans
the
come
Spartans.
In this way, and the Acadians come in this way. I was watching the movie. Were you not watching the same movie?
It was literally just a swarm of 300s.
No. A swarm of 300. Just a swarm of Leonidases.
Yeah,
just kicking people into the ocean.
It's with that face that they got on the internet. He's just like.
And then
the heads though.
And then guess what, Michael? The queen,
like a whole bunch of floating Medusa heads just over the ocean.
And then guess what, Michael? The queen of the Spartans, I forget what her name is, she's killing people.
Right.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool because like
she actually kills someone.
Like you should have seen how Xerxes looked before he became a drag queen. Like he looked
dude
awesome.
How dudes actually to both of you. How freaked out were you when you realized that Xerxes is Paolo from Lost?
Oh yeah,
I thought that was pretty cool.
No, you know it's crazy.
It was pretty great
when he walks into the water,
and then
he comes out a god king. and then he's just like, and then like he's choking Artemisia, and he's like, "Learn your place, bitch." And she's like, "Don't forget who made you god king, queer." these words exactly, honestly. And she's like, "I'll take you off that throne as quickly as I put you back up." Damn, whippersnapper. And then he's like, Michael, he's got like, literally like an army, like 300 armies. It's like 9 million.
It's like 5 people.
And green screen,
a lot of green screen. A lot of those 5 people.
I'm imagining like acres of green screen for how many people were there. It was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of people.
Ricky had to fucking reaffirm me. That was a lot.
It was crazy.
More than dozens. It was almost baker's dozens.
13.
Baker's dozens. Shut up.
That's a real thing.
It is.
Yeah, I know it's a real thing.
It was crazy, Michael. Michael, you should definitely not go see 302 Electric Boogaloo. Don't go see it.
2 out of 10 would not.
Zero, like just.
I liked it a lot.
Last of Us over 302 Electric Boogaloo. Like,
no, I liked it a lot too. It's just that I wouldn't pay money to see it again.
Mm-mm. I saw it for free, so I don't give a fuck.
Well, fuck you.
I saw it in IMAX.
Oh, so did I.
Gilbert. You fucking know Gilbert. Shout out to you, homie.
So. Yeah, shout out to my boy Gilbert. Giving me those free IMAX. Mm-hmm. Don't go look him up.
Kill you.
That was a good movie, though.
Yeah.
How far sounds into like the show? Movie.
Did you like how he killed the king? He was just like, ah. And then, like, the king was like, ah. Like, he was just watching the arrow, and then Xerxes was like. Xerxes used to be a regular-looking guy. That's the worst part.
He was like 5 feet tall.
He was like he was literally normal size, and then he gained feet. He gained feet and confidence apparently, because he was not afraid to show off all of it.
The whole thing.
Like, he walked into the water, Michael, with clothes, and came out with gold.
Oh my god, that's so true.
Right? Oh no, he raps. He went from rags to riches.
He went from
that.
Oh my god.
Okay, show's over.
We have the show named
Rags to Riches. Blood on the Sand.
That's your show's over. We can all go home now.
Yeah, we can just stop.
Oh my god.
That was a good movie.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I just. I'm glad I didn't pay money to see it. I felt a little ripped off.
Did I pay money to see it?
Also, I was like at $0 at the time.
It was my birthday, so I didn't give a shit.
Oh yeah, Twitch's birthday is International Day of Happiness, of being gay.
Yeah, it is. It was so great. It was.
So back to the show, right?
Yeah. Hey, no.
Yes, what else could you possibly have to say about the Boogaloo?
Oh, I thought we were talking about Twitch.
I want that to die.
Nothing.
What? Michael, 302 Electric Boogaloo?
The Electric Boogaloo.
You know what the best thing is? There's
going to
be...
It's not even that funny.
There's going to be a 302-2, the double Electric Boogaloo. There's a second part to 302. That's what you don't understand. Like, it leaves with a cliff, and you're like...
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does!
The cliffhangers are... into the end of the first movie.
Like the Spartans are still
you
fighting.
You dumbass.
What? No, he's dead already.
Exactly. It cliffhangers into the end of the first movie. They're still not at that point yet.
Yeah, there's no cliffhanger. It's still the first movie.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and watch
Time travel.
Movie. Mm-hmm.
It can happen. For Super True.
But I thought the... Oh, that's right, because the weird little... guy. Like, he's like, I'm killing family, and then they're like, I go back to Xerxes, and,
Yeah.
Right? You remember that part, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't...
Yeah, when the dude with the big eyeball, and he's like, Smeagol back then, he's just like...
Super Smeagol.
Super Smeagol.
Like, he's like, just bow down to the Xerxes, and then, like, Testicles is like, I'm not having it. Like,
you just look weird.
Just get out of my kingdom. But
how
like,
to the show?
Yeah, I mean, either we keep talking about 300, or we're not gonna talk any of the last.
Okay, hold on. And then right, this is just closing statements.
I mean, your fucking time is running out.
And then he's like, get out of here. Like, and then the thing's like, and then he walks away. There was a lot of dialogue in the movie like that I wasn't paying attention
to. Actually, I would imagine that there's a lot.
There were some pretty great amounts of dialogue going on.
And people getting their arms cut off. I mean, like, it was crazy.
Everywhere. Yeah.
You know, another movie we watched where people were having body parts flowing everywhere? Breaking Dawn Part 2. I highly recommend watching that movie for the fight scene. The fight scene was...
It's sad that you're just saying for the one fight scene.
So you saw the entire series? Just
I watched the entire series, Michael.
For the one fight scene.
For the one fight scene.
Series? The entire
Twilight
series?
Because I watched Breaking Dawn Part 2, dude, and I saw the fight at the end, and it was incredible. Like, heads being thrown everywhere, like...
Isn't that the one where...
Like,
the
can't
end,
you see their
the
bodies
end.
Burning? Seriously, they're burning like six bodies.
I know. Okay. Are you seriously...
I don't.
Are you seriously suggesting that...
To watch the movies
forever? No. Are you seriously suggesting it's worth... Watching all four movies.
Oh, no, just watch the last one.
Just so you could see that one scene that didn't really happen. Scene?
Well, you wouldn't understand it if you just, like, jumped into it. You'd be like, oh, like, who are these guys? And, like, I don't know.
Why are all your, like, characters like that?
Are the same fucking characters. Why are they all the same mellow
like, they don't have emotions like that.
Anyway,
they don't have any emotions.
Yeah, Michael, what have you been
playing? They're vampires.
Why'd you move to me? He was still going to go on to Last of Us.
No, he's not. He's not talking.
Okay. So I've been playing The Last of Us multiplayer. Anybody else? I know Michael played a bit of Last of Us multiplayer.
Really
Ricky? No. Twitch? No. It does not change.
You know
what
game I did play the multiplayer of? Tomb Raider.
Was that good?
Yeah. It is pretty good.
Fucking, you're saying it just despite me.
No, I'm saying it because it's a really good game. It's Tomb Raider is probably the best third-person shooter to come out in years. Yeah. Yeah. What game was I playing?
Oh, Infamous.
You idiot.
No, it's because there's like combat in that game apparently, and
there's not just shooting now.
We realized that you're gonna get... What? Yeah, remember what we were talking about when I was playing Infamous? You're like, Michael can't get away from it now.
Oh yeah. Can't. I mentioned this before.
Oh yeah, the stupid ass. Don't even say it. Say it. I don't know what's going on.
That. So you get a power set.
You get a power that's just like that.
Yeah, exactly. You get a power set.
Jesus shit.
That's what it was. Upgrades and all the different trees off of it, all like even your karmic abilities that build off of it.
Wait. Listen.
It's literally all the powers you get in Saints Row 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Neon. The ability to go.
Yes. And not the ability to run fast and up walls.
Oh, really? Like,
and be made out of light.
You can just go and super Hadouken everywhere.
And shoot ice and freeze people.
Very, very probably.
That's what I was doing.
Yes, actually, except they don't freeze with ice. They freeze with light.
Oh yeah.
Like flashbangs?
Yeah. No, like white light.
Can't get used.
Like fucking solar flare.
Where are you going?
I didn't even hear him.
You said your mama's house.
Yeah.
So yeah, Michael.
But anyway, yeah, let's use that to transition into what me and Ricky have been playing, and that's a whole bunch of Infamous Second Son.
No, because only we like Infamous.
Well, no, it's because you were
because you haven't played it.
Fucking jack off.
No, you could have played a solid hour and a half of it right now, but
every time you say it, it will just never measure up to the first time that I say it to you. I don't want to. Everyone can just listen to that episode.
Still fuck.
Yeah. Infamous is really cool.
Oh man.
And there's also a lot of graphics in that game. There's a lot of graphics.
Dude, it's got.
It like... might have the most graphics out of any game.
It has like textures. Dude, it's like textures and like color schemes.
It even has environments.
Dude, it has. The city has like colors to it. It's not just, what did you say? It's not just gray with a little bit of brown. Like in Infamous 1 and 2.
Infamous 2 was a lot colorful, more colorful than.
A lot colorfuler?
Yeah. A lot colorful.
A little bit, but.
A little not bit. Not like
Seattle
more.
At night.
Colorful. A lot more. Not like Seattle at night, dude. Okay. Also, dude, guess what you get to use in Infamous 2 Second Son? Yes, you get to use a blade. No, not the blades of chaos.
Just the chain.
Just the chain of Olympus.
Of Olympus.
Yeah, we every time me and them this guy talk about, we mention it, we say it.
Because it's the blades of Olympus. Like you got two blades of two blades.
It's not even the. It's the chains of Olympus. Isn't even the things holding the blade.
Anyway, Michael, dude, you gotta play Infamous 2. Trigger <Bug.
laughs> Infamous 2. You lent me, and I played it.
Get it? Electric Bugaloo?
Yeah, that was more like fire and ice Bugaloo.
I said electric 2. Wait.
Electric 2 Bugaloo?
I'm kind of tired.
Infamous 2? Yeah.
Like, you're kind of zapping, and then
after all this stuff, I fucked up. I'm kind of tired.
But you're shooting bolts, and then you're just like...
Dude, it's a game, Michael. It's the first next-gen game. It's at, like, 40 different Game Informers.
But, well... I pretty straight up agree with that.
I mean, you just get them. You don't read them.
I sometimes do. It's...
No, I'm the only reader.
Oh.
Because I've seen them and they usually.
Yeah, I get them sometimes game. And I read them so that I could disagree with everything. Okay, right?
Who?
Game Informer?
Oh, I like Game Informer.
I like what it used to be.
I just like kind of like skim through and look at the pictures.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do. Because if I read any of like what like the editor they're kind of dicks for the most part.
So,
they're like if Ricky was writing an article.
Yeah.
So,
then all the good story ones would be like rated like 10 of 10 all the time.
Yeah,
Thomas Alone 10.
Thomas Alone
used to be
Thomas Alone.
Thomas was.
You're not
alone.
The only one that's.
Thomas Alone.
Thomas used to be alone, but I said
that's his name
alone.
Now.
Yeah, Mr. Alone.
Mr. Alan Alone.
Mr. Thomas Alone in
yeah.
the dark.
Yeah, Mr. Alan Wake.
That's neat.
Oh, that game's so fucking good. But anyways, dude, Infamous.
Oh, the PS3.
I've been...
Yeah.
That game is really weird because it's dense and easy to get to a bunch of shit.
Wait, Second Son?
So yeah, Infamous Second Son. Because in the few hours span that he played, he essentially caught up to where I've been playing, but I've been playing consistently for like a week.
But what have you been doing in the game?
I've been doing a lot of dicking around and a lot of side missions.
And the thing that about him, he can waste a lot of time on it because he's doing the evil side. So you can spend hours killing civilians.
So even though he's at the same story beat that I'm at, I still have way more bad karma than he has good karma.
Yeah.
Like he's getting on like the solid like second level of good. I'm already at like 2.5 of evil.
Do you know what the best thing about Infamous was? The first one. Like when you're evil and you're just like running around on the tram system and throwing cluster grenades to the point where it freezes your PS3. I did that too.
I know.
That game was buggy.
Hey, Juice. Yeah. Hey, Juice.
I might go back to that. Oh, man.
That's cool.
But yeah, fucking Infamous. Second Son is weird because it's trying not to be a game with Cole in it, but it feels so much like a goddamn game with Cole. Especially after doing the Cole's like backstory mission that just explains like what happened
after. Spoilers!
Well, no, it explains what happens after the good ending. Who? And just fills in the blanks and why there are still conduits.
I'm gonna listen to the spoiler, guys. That's what I do with the
bioterrorists.
Yeah. Oh, so Platinum. The government has gone all anti-conduits, and since conduit is just a base term, they thought they needed to come up with something derogatory. So now all conduits are called bioterrorists.
And there's this one super bioterrorist that can... She's an earthbender. She shoots rocks through your grandma's leg.
Grandma!
Dude.
Is grandma okay?
When we were playing, Perla walked in, and she's like, what's this game about? And I was like, okay, so bad guy shows up. Bad guy's a girl. And she just earthbends some rocks into your grandma's legs. So you go and find bad guy girl. And then Twitch is sitting there, he's like, oh my god, that's exactly what
happened. Does she like die or like...
No, she just has rocks through her legs. And then the doctors are like, the only way these things are coming out is if you earthbend them out.
Okay. She's like, I'll never earthbend them out. Like,
I think we sort of talked about this when you were playing. But what exactly happened after... So you do the whole tutorial part and... Then you get to a section that's pretty much, hey, make your big good decision or your big bad decision.
Does it make it obvious again? Like,
yeah.
This is the bad one.
It's red and blue.
Yeah, it separates them to the opposite sides of the screen, and they're different triggers, and one is red and one is blue.
That's cool.
And if anything...
I guess I kind of liked it.
If anything, it's way more obvious now because... You can't.
One's red and one's blue.
Yeah, and once you get too far in one track, you can't even double back like you did before, unless you
they did that
just
in
through the
too.
Open world, grind your way back in karma.
They did an infamous. They did that in Infamous 2, but they did it way later on in the game.
It was like towards the end of the game.
Yeah, towards the end of the game, if you were there, that's it.
Yeah.
But in Infamous 1, yeah, at any given point.
I'll be a good guy from now.
I'm gonna go kill this guy. I just had two kids. Kills two kids too.
Yeah. The way the Infamous Lightning games are them. Now. Since 2, actually, is once you get started on one track, it doesn't make any fucking sense to try to go back the other way because you're just losing time and you're not going to be able to max out like one or the other side.
I tried doing the neutral run-through once.
That must be the most boring thing.
It was.
Because you would just cap out at like level 2 powers, right?
Yeah, and it stopped. Like, it stopped being fun. Yeah. I stopped playing that one. I deleted it from my PS3.
You just always play the beginning first, like the normal playthrough?
Yeah, I played
as good, and then like you tackle the hardest difficulty as evil, because then you don't give a shit about.
No, I only ever play the game as bad.
He does, and then he just watches me play it as good.
I played Infamous the first time as a bad guy.
Did you didn't?
No remorse.
You just get funner abilities.
Yeah,
like, I was watching this guy play Second Son.
Of course,
and because
he's trying abilities, dude.
He's trying to build good karma though, and you get an ability to where shooting a guy in the head is a bad karma, shooting him in the foot disables him, and that's good karma. And you, to get your ionic equivalent in this game, you have to build up a chain of like bad karma or good karma. And bad, it's easy as shit because I just go around, you kill anyone, it counts as a combo in your chain. But when you're good, you have to disable only selected enemies, and that counts as good. And if you kill someone in a way that's lethal or you hurt a civilian, the chain starts all over again.
For example, like the way it does, it's the meter is in the shape of like an atom bomb. And it's got little bars on it. And every time you, well, in my case, every time you stun somebody, or like you subdue them, that's what it's called. Subdue them. When you subdue them,
puts a little hash mark.
No, yeah. It just like, yeah, it fills up the that level with blue. And then it's like 10. I think you have to get 10 like subdues.
It's less than that. It's maybe like 5 or 6.
What's the timer?
It seemed like 10 to me.
What's the timer on the chain?
No, it's infinite. Like, as I long as you don't break it.
It is, but in bad, because it fills up so fast, there's a timer to it.
Like, maybe in like 4 seconds?
No, it's like you have half a minute in between like each one.
Oh, that's not that bad. That's a lot of time.
Yeah, it's a lot of time.
But yeah, I literally go around punching everyone.
But see, it's harder in mine because, like, for example, I was taking... They have these, like, bases that you can take out so you can, like, take over that little area, I guess. And so what I was doing, I was taking out these guys, like, on top of a little bridge they have. But I was trying to subdue them, which is shoot them in the foot. And so I subdued this one guy.
That's impossible. If I was making good guy headshots all around.
It's seriously impossible, dude.
Boom, boom. Boom.
But I got one guy in the foot, he falls, and then the next guy.
Like, what happens when they just like sit there? Or is
no, well, like, well, I was doing the smoke, and the smoke one, like, he's laying on the ground, smoke. And there's just smoke like going around him.
Smoke monster.
Smoke. Yeah, the entire time I was calling myself John Locke.
Smoke.
You were right. Oh.
And then
smoke.
And then I got to that guy. He like, he took one step smoke. To the left, and his foot. Was right behind that guy's head, pulled the trigger, killed that guy. It was the last one I needed, killed him, ended my streak. I just ran away.
Yeah. Just ran away to return on another day.
Oh, it's because it's some the enemies are actually a lot tougher now that all of them are conduits.
Oh, I was gonna say because in Infamous 2, like in Infamous, aimbots like perfect throws
in combo battles.
In Infamous 2,
and in Infamous Second Son, the base level enemies start off as those they're essentially rock versions of those ice conduits that you fight into.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's the like the basic ones. They have like different, I guess.
They got classes. You have your heavies and then your guys with rocket launchers, but they're all conduit powered.
Mm-hmm. The standard soldiers, they just like eventually they sometimes throw rock grenades, I guess. Then you have your heavy, which is the guy with the machine gun that's just like covered in rock, so you had to hit him. You have to shoot him a lot.
That guy was hard for me to fight for all of 30 seconds, and then I figured them out. They're no problem anymore. You just run really close around them and hand shotgun them to death.
You know, you get a hand shotgun.
You know what's cool in Infamous 1? When you make that shield and all that, that dude that's shooting the rocks at you, the trash at you, those big golem dudes. And then really makes it look. That was awesome. That's all I wanted to do.
Fuck yeah. That's the thing in Titanfall.
Shoot trash at you?
Yeah. Yeah, when you're in a Titan, you. Pulls the left trigger, sticks his hand out, and it's that gun from District 9 that catches all the bullets and you throw them.
Oh, back. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, so for me, playing the game has been really easy, but they did sort of, they put a twist on the, well, I guess what I always thought was the gameplay sort of cycle in Infamous games, which is in between your missions and side missions, collect every fucking blast shard. They're not.
Isn't there like a shit ton more collectibles?
No. In fact, I feel like
there's a shit ton more blast shards.
I kind of feel like there's less. Or
wait, well, maybe
I feel like the map is smaller.
Yeah, the map is definitely smaller. Yeah, there's blast shards in.
Well, like, did they explain why they're blast shards?
Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
So that's why they're different now. Instead of being physical pieces that you go around and like collect, they're like little energy sources.
Because they have these things that are, like, I guess, mini helicopters. They're automated drones that just, like, survey it.
Yeah, they patrol the city, but there's a finite number of them. And
when you kill them,
you gotta
they drop
drain them to get the shard.
Mm-hmm. And then so when you, like, there's these things, there's these big, like, stationary, I guess,
things.
I don't want to say stationary vehicles, it'd be like, extremely contradicting. But there's these stationary vehicles, and,
like
to take over the base, you have to destroy it. And you destroy it.
And it's like a big giant generator.
And it just explodes, and then you get like 4 blast shards. Straight, like, right out of it. And but you do have to, like, go and absorb them.
Yeah. But the twist on it is the city is separated into different regions, and you can't see or collect any blast shards until you've cleared out the headquarters in that region.
It's actually, they've done really good
with it. So it's not no more fucking pigeons and
satellite. Oh, you mean with the dead drops and stuff?
Actually, are there any of those?
The only thing I've gotten dead drops on are the coal side quests.
Yeah, they're just sort of
a reference. So you play as coal?
No.
Huh?
You don't play as coal?
No, in the coal DLC, you're always Delson. It's not even like you're playing through something that would be coal, but instead you're Delson. It makes sense.
It's just starting to fill. It's just story. It's just starting to fill in some of the story that happened between Infamous 2 and Second Son.
Yeah.
And they do it really cool. Who's the guy that, Wolf?
Wolf. You're Wolf's, you're getting intel from Wolf's brother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what else?
Fuck John.
What else is cool from that game? There's a, your counterpart.
Does Moya come conduit? In
No.
So she did?
Dude, I fangirled so hard when I was doing one of the Cole side missions.
You just say fanboy.
And then, no.
He fangirled.
I fangirled. There was this moment where Wolf was like, you know what, I'm going to introduce you to one of my close friends. He's helped me a lot on this.
Zeke.
Yes. He just pops up in the corner and he's like, hey, partner. And I was like,
big sloppy slop.
And he was like, yeah, this one time I had a friend named Cole. And he just goes away.
Oh. He's around for longer than that.
Yeah, right? I can't tell you anything because most of
the people are like, oh, fuck, I was like, that's sad. Cool. Just goes away.
I still like
spoilers.
I still like the story better when it was the other way around.
Why?
When Cole kills you.
Spoilers. Oh, and that's it.
You just said spoilers. We're talking about.
Oh wait, we spoiled Infamous 2 before, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we have.
I just again spoilers for Infamous
2. Yeah, but we do need to start moving a little faster, for the sake of your sleeps and my. Craving of cake and sleeps.
Craving of cake?
You always had the weirdest fucking craving.
And I have
fun. And then you didn't even go to Rudy's on your birthday?
No, I didn't, but I had sushi. There's a system. Yeah.
I don't even know who.
Oh! I do want to say what Lorenzo one of my favorite parts of Infamous is. Is the goddamn streamlining they've done to everything. Like, you pop into your upgrade menu. It's not that weird, like, super linear tree. It's more of a web. And as long as you have the general karma level and enough shards to get an ability, you can get any abilities in any order.
So, oh, nice. what I've been doing is, like, Twitch is like, dude, you have, like, enough shards to go get an upgrade. Like, no. That's not how I'm doing this. I collect enough shards to just go into that menu and buy everything I can possibly buy, and then just figure it out later.
What do I even have?
I'll figure out these parts.
Yeah, like I'll press a button and then I'll shoot a rocket out my eye, and I'm like, oh god. Like, when did I buy that?
I thought that was really cool. Even though I wish there was more sort of flair to each of the abilities, because in Smoke you got your blasty type, and then your rocket type, and then your shotgun type, and a grenade, but I never use the grenade because it just incapacitates people. Fuck that.
I had to use it a lot.
Yeah. In fact, it's super useful for him. You upgrade the smoke grenade, and instead of being this sort of local puff smoke area, it explodes into this small house-sized plume of smoke, and anyone in there, they have the subdue little prompt over their head, so you can subdue, like, upwards of 10 people if you place a grenade right.
Jesus.
And then just automatically be able to superpower.
Yep.
It's a cool game. Definitely buy a PS4 so you can play it. Anyway, moving on to what's next.
Well,
I don't think we have enough time to do Outlast.
No, and
you can run through Outlast.
No, we can't.
Scary game.
Yeah, Outlast is a scary first person game.
Done.
Yeah. Michael?
I played the Last of Us DLC, but I think I talked about it. Oh,
no,
I can't.
Behind?
I You've can't talk about it because it. He has
oh, it's
because
I.
Because
just,
reasons.
Just talk about it. It's fine.
Dude, the
it's fine. I'm still gonna play through.
No, yeah, I've seen a lot of. You could talk about a lot of things without spoiling.
But I want to spoil it because that's the stuff I want to talk about.
But that is. Well, I mean, sure. There's.
You're gonna say boring. Just say boring.
Not boring because it is pretty. It is pretty cool. The whole end of it. That is great.
Dude.
Yeah. And
I wasn't expecting what happened. Like. There are, like, a lot of...
How were you not expecting?
Hey, look. It happened in The Last of Us when we find out.
Okay, let me say this, though. I think I know how to frame it in a way that'll make it really easy for you to talk about. It's almost impossible to spoil what happens in this DLC, because every single part of what happens has been talked about by Ellie in the course of the main game.
Not what they do, though.
Yeah, like, pretty much everything.
Yeah, but not that. Not that one part that that they share. That's like, I was like, I wasn't expecting that to happen.
They do, huh? Wait.
No. They're they fucking, the like, 13 years old, dude.
That's when it starts. That's why they're fucking 13.
Oh, yeah, come on now.
Yeah, I do. Come on.
That's how they get infected. So, okay. Please.
Well, I also want to say before Michael, because he actually played it, there's something...
Except some of the comment sections towards the end.
Damn it, he's trying to talk.
Actually, that's what I wanted to talk about, that I was fucking super surprised about. The
by like 17 dudes in a row as Ellie, I'm like, come on.
Well, but the whole point behind that is I never realized that in the main course of The Last of Us, you're never in an area where you're fighting infected and people.
Yeah. They've talked about this, that that was just like they could have put in the main game.
So like they could have, they could have made every combat sequence infinitely more interesting, but instead didn't.
Yeah,
by using
and they did that in the DLC.
I don't want to say that as, like that's not my opinion because I still find every combat sequence in Last of Us awesome.
That would have been
the way they did it.
That would have been crazy.
And exactly when they said like this is a thing that they put into the DLC, and at first I was thinking, okay, cool, but that was in the main game too, right? And then that's when I read from everywhere that, no, apparently it wasn't. Like, there was never a point where you fought him like that, because it seemed like such a simple thing to do.
That would have been a cool thing to do. I think
time constraints that they did, just, they did. Like, it would have taken longer for the uniform.
That would have been such a cool thing to do, like, throw a brick near where your enemies are.
That's what you can do in Left Behind. You're playing as Ellie, and there's a segment, there's, like, one segment that stands out where, like, there's, like, these, like, clickers hiding, like,
You can human shield somebody, right, in The Last of Us for, like, 3 seconds?
No, you can human shield as long as they don't try to get away or somebody doesn't shoot you from behind.
Exactly, so, like, you could, like, it'd be cool if you, like, you'd be in a fist fight with this one guy, a clicker's nearby, so you just grab him, push him with the clicker.
Yeah.
And they...
Stuff like that.
You could probably make the... If the sequel to Last of Us, where it's not Joel and Ellie... Like I said, where it's not Joel and Ellie, it's, like, another story, they could probably map that out, make that more thoroughly thought out.
Hey, guys.
Because there was, like... There were segments in that game where you can do that, but they're like, you're pushed to doing it.
You know what would have been a cool part to do that was the would be the.
Remember what Trish said?
That, like little the very first part where you go underground, kind of underground.
What with Tess and Ellie?
With Tess and Ellie. Yeah,
yeah
but there's nobody down there. Like
that's the point.
Wait.
There was nobody down there when they made the game. They could have put somebody down there.
One guy.
Just one guy to help you get through that thing so much faster.
You know there's a shiv, like one of the drawers
he's
there?
He would just be like, free, help, help, help. And then you just go and like smash a bottle on him. So all the clickers are just...
I'm terrible. Oh, okay. You mean the room with the clickers.
It's in the beginning.
In the beginning, when you go underground.
When you first hit the subway. Top, the section right after that.
I don't remember where you get weapons.
Yeah.
The part that Tess kept messing up for me, because
she keeps getting away.
Because she kept running at the clickers like head on, and then they'd be like Rick. No, I mean Joel.
Oh, the only part she ever ruins because like they're literally running past clickers and clickers are just like. It's when they shoot him, and then some of the clickers know exactly where I am, and I haven't even like pulled my gun out.
Okay, but Michael, the DLC.
Like I said, dude, left behind. The story moment that happens is because I don't want to fuck it up for Ricky. Like, I feel like it'll be genuine when you see it.
Wait, I gotta be a killjoy now. Twitch, you ruined it for me.
Alright, Twitch, you ruined it.
Yeah, Twitch is easier to killjoy things.
I don't think I could ruin it though.
Yeah,
it's cool. I mean,
just say what happens.
Man. Cool stuff happens with Ellie. And
why you gotta be cool when I don't? When
yeah, because cool, because you know, because like,
oh no, like there's some actual genuinely cool stuff that they do with that. Like when the girls are playing around and then they work in like the actual like firing a gun and.
Yeah, yeah, like they have a water gun fight.
Yeah,
it was intense when I played it. I was like, I won.
Like imagine the Ellie and her friend are having a water gun fight, but
you're
it controls and it feels exactly like it did later on when you were Joel and you had like
bullets.
A gun and you were sort of leaning around. It was really cool. That looked really.
What
cool.
happens when headshot her just drowned?
She drowns.
No, she just gets fucking splashed with the water gun.
Yeah. Okay, she goes, so. So really? Which one do you think I should go through first? Because I have enough money to buy one DLC. Should I get Left Behind or should I get
You can go through Burial at Sea like 2 hours.
I don't know you can get through Burial at Sea.
I love how neither of you answered my question.
All right, get left behind.
I'll leave you behind.
Get. You know how I stand on this. I fucking love BioShock Infinite.
Yeah. Bitch, don't talk to me as if I don't like BioShock. I love Infinite too.
Well, like, I like BioShock Infinite on a easy to decide level between that and The Last of Us. You like them both equally.
Sort of. Actually, no, get...
Fuck you for being different.
Fuck you for being different. Nah, but get Burial at Sea, because you already started.
Yeah. In fact, I heard that the beginning of part 2 is fucking amazing.
Oh, man, I really want to know how... Well, I won't spoil anything.
They're like, oh, it wrapped up, like, Rapture Anchor.
You know how that game, how that section works, though, right? They've said it time and time again. Like,
there's no like... Elizabeth killing you. It's like, is there?
There is. It's like acting shit and simple. It's essentially Thief with Elizabeth.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's.
Why do you look at me when you say that?
Because it's so good.
You play as Elizabeth. Yeah, I know. I know that much.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah. And apparently things. There's stuff and things. Okay. What else do we want to get to before we? We're gonna try to make this a really short one too.
You know how Ellen Page came out? She's like gay.
Yeah.
Kind of not that far from what happens though.
They're gay.
Piece it together.
Except they're not.
It's not so more like a woman and a woman thing. It's more like, oh, these are just two people like in this world that's overrun and that's all they have each other. That's what it is. Kind of how like
it's Bill and Frodo.
And Sam.
And Sam.
Yeah.
Except yeah.
Slightly less good.
Do they lay next to each other?
Stroking each other's feet here.
Well, no, that's them laying next to each other. Do they do that, Mike?
So I saw this post on the internet earlier today.
Thanks.
That I thought was really cool. What if when they decide to shut down the Lord of the Rings online for the last couple weeks, they open up the Grey Havens and they let your character get on a boat and sail away, and then it deletes your save?
What? You're a piece of shit.
I don't even know what you just said.
Oh, just to get that satisfying, like
that is the end.
You know what?
If when the Lord of the Rings MMO is gonna die, they made it to where the last few weeks they open up a new area. That's the dock.
The Shire.
The whole the Shire's already in.
Oh.
Like the Grey Havens. And so you could get your character on a boat and then sail away, and then credits roll, and then the game deletes your character from like every database.
So it's like a nice boat day?
Yeah.
You should do that more. Or like when you beat Burger at C2, like something happens at the end of the store where it just like fucks it, like it like messes with it and it never happened. And then you go to look at like, oh, where's BioShock Dave? It's never been.
And then you have to buy it again to play it again.
You have to buy it again if you want to enjoy it.
Oh, that would suck.
That'd be awesome.
Still play.
That would suck so bad.
I actually wanted to go back and play it.
What?
Infinite again.
Don't you pass it like 4 times? You pass it like
I've passed
it you're doing
three
that.
More times than I have.
Are you doing
I've passed it as many times as you passed BioShock, but not as many.
You're doing that whole thing.
I never
want to
play through that game again.
Like, no.
But I wish I could watch it in like an hour and a half.
I'm totally Binding of Isaac that shit. Shittiest items I could give me. YOLO.
Oh, I've been doing that. I played it again. I was like, oh, fuck it. I got to get through
it in an hour and a half.
Yeah. You can do it. You just take out all the fucking filler.
I can do it. I can just like. Not look for everything that I already know is there. Like I already know what to look in this trash can for.
As soon as you get that sniper,
that's all I ever need. I don't even upgrade anything else.
Fucking $15 of DLC money.
Fucking DLC money.
Books. Yeah, I would pay DLC money for a 30-minute. Hey, this is what the Lutece twins are doing right now. Segment.
I bet you that came out in the last part 2 of Burial at Sea.
I hope so.
It probably has something to do with it. The tests are crazy.
Yeah. And I sort of want to get this done like super soon, so I'm going to leave this with one last thing that we could all talk about.
Can I just say one thing before we move off about BioShock Infinite?
Yeah.
You should definitely play 1999 with Ricky.
Hey, someone want to let me copy of BioShock Infinite?
Fun as fuck.
PlayStation Plus, right?
I was playing it. It's fucking fun.
No.
It's not even that
no.
hard.
Yes, hard. I'm dirt poor at the moment. Once I leave and come back, then I'll
it's
have
hard
all
because
them.
I got to the
I only
end
have it through Plus.
Oh my
god. Then I'll
do the,
have
which
all
one?
The
first one?
Yeah, the first one when you're in the elevator. Is that the first one?
No. The first one. When you're like with that Chinese dude, where you gotta go
talk. Well, actually, the first time I was going through it, I was going through it in 1999. No, I was playing.
No, in you the were just one. On hard.
You actually, don't get not yet until you pass the game.
Then, or you just put the Konami code in there.
Oh, you get it.
True.
I didn't know that. But I started going through it in 1999 mode. I got to the first handyman.
You just gotta get him stuck. That one's the easiest because you can get him stuck like on the. Like,
oh,
he just stays like that.
That's cheating.
He just but the second one, all the other handymen you fight, that you can't get those.
I only ever fought two handymen. Because there was that one. When you're on the Zeppelin and everything's exploding.
No. The one where you just skyhook to the end. I was like, I'm not gonna fight this handyman with all these dudes.
Yeah, Twitch saw me. Like, I landed and there was like four dudes, like at least eight dudes standing in front of me. And I was like, all right, loaded up my sniper rifle. And the handyman landed. Looked for the nearest rail thing. And I was like, okay, I'm out here.
I mean, dude,
he's like, okay, there.
99 move was fucking awesome.
I'm gonna play Last of Us on Survivor. Oh, hard, and then Survivor, and then Survivor Plus.
Just play Survivor, fuck hard. Survivor's the funniest mode ever.
Survivor unlocked right away?
You just beat the game and then unlock. You've already beat it.
What's so Survivor mode?
You already beat
Survivor
mode.
Not a micro superhero.
Oh, just play and it was like,
so, I don't know.
Survivor mode's like, no hearing.
Yeah, awesome, dude. Survivor mode is like Joel's deaf.
Yeah. No, well, it's not deaf, but it's just
a regular human.
Like, yeah.
It's really,
it's just a human being.
He doesn't have the Batman ears stuck to his real brain.
It's so. Oh, nice. Survivor mode is so great because it's just. It's
are you
so
touching retarded. Yourself? On
yeah,
the
I'm
table.
Rubbing my. I'm rubbing
like,
my.
Gay, legs. Nigga.
Yeah. Fuck you. I would expect you to be playing that shit. It's hard.
I know. I want to, dude. Like, I just want to be. I want to be challenged to the point where it's like,
because it's so good when you prevail in Survivor. Like, I should have just started playing it on Survivor when I first played it because it adds so much.
What
more.
I play it on?
Dude,
I bet I put like a normal thing.
You know how on online there's Survivor Rated and Survivors?
Terminator Salvation. I played that on hard. Just
oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Dude,
Survivor when Terminator. Shit, dude. Especially when the last one left and your team abandoned you and you got like all the little things to yourself and you're like,
that happened to bring me. It. That happened to me and I took down four dudes in the school.
Dude, it was cool. Like, I like threw Molotov one, like, double nail bomb two of them. And we got to go pull down and then, like, for the last one, I was just like,
hey,
headshot a sniper.
Hey, both of you. Hey, both of you. Hey, Twitch had a thing to say earlier.
I did have a thing to say earlier, but then I remembered about Terminator Salvation.
There's that one level when you're in the building.
No, you shut
fucking
up.
You
shut the fuck up. That wasn't even a fucking video game. Shut up.
That one.
I can't believe that people charge money for that thing, and that at a point in time it came out for more than $20. It's disgusting.
You know what? I can't believe, James. That our friend,
it's not even code complete.
He didn't even beat it on hard right away. And he was like, it was challenging. Like,
they released a development alpha.
Fucking game ever.
Pressed it on a disc. Someone okayed that.
Damn it.
How? Remember that time we were playing and we kept dying in a cutscene?
I got my platinum in a very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Dude, what do you mean that one time?
Those
the
are easy
only
games to
100%,
dude.
Watch out.
The Uncharted games?
Yeah.
All easy to 100%. And crushing mode isn't even shit.
So can we talk about that one thing Trish had to talk about? Or did it Terminator Salvation crush your hopes and dreams?
The one thing I wanted to talk about is a really magical game that we all just saw a trailer for called Goat Simulator.
Okay,
Goat
Simulator. Can I just rephrase that, what you said?
Yeah.
The trailer that I saw and you guys witnessed me see it.
I saw it.
Oh
I
my
saw
God.
It.
You guys remember how hyped Ricky was for Octodad? Remember how hyped he was for that game and I was like,
how hyped? Excuse me, motherfucker.
He is still
in
the
process
of hype. How E3 hyped he was?
Yeah, how E3 hyped dream he was. And how still enjoyed he, like, how still hype he is. And I was like,
Octodad, Deadliest Catch.
And I was just, everyone.
Nobody suspects the thing.
That was the same episode, I think, where I got shit for not being interested in Titanfall
or any other game for that matter.
No, apparently. That was the E3 episode. That was where we sat down around a table for like 6 hours and recorded.
I tried.
Yeah, and everyone, like most of it was just like, oh my god, like,
no,
that
was another one. Wasn't that one?
That was like every episode after that episode.
Yeah, maybe every time after that. That was the time where I was looking at this really, really long internet list, just fucking shotgunning words out of my mouth.
I remember when you made that list. We were sitting in your old apartment.
Yep.
The best.
So, Goat Simulator.
Goat Simulator?
I don't even know.
Wait, I have a question. Do you play as the goat?
Or yes,
do
you play as the goat.
Or do you play as things around the goat?
No, you play
as
the goat.
As the goat.
It's like,
can you control his tongue with the right analog stick?
So. Oh,
you know, I don't know how it works. You know how
everyone is gonna have a bear simulator expansion where like they meet.
When that bear was climbing the side of that misty mountain, I was like, my God,
I need to play this game right now.
I need to have that Tron skin. I need to support this game.
It's gonna be the bear inside of a boat that crashed.
Goat Island. And Goat Simulator.
Yeah, so, and the way the trailer starts, everyone's seen that Dead Island, the original trailer. Where it's like in reverse, the little girl's like on the floor, and then she flies back up to the window. It's like, it's that fucking trailer. And the theme is like all distorted and stupid. It's like a, like, if I tried to recreate that theme.
Yeah.
And it's with the best of my ability, and then like, it's like, what's something.
It's that with you the goat, see? And there's a man on fire.
Yeah. And then the goat like flies back into the window.
Out the other window.
And it zooms back to the gas station where he was at prior.
Where he was originally, and then it exploded.
And then in between was just a bunch of like snippets of the goat getting just like dragged by a rally car.
Flying with a jetpack,
dragging a dude onto a treadmill, which sends that dude flying into a copper, which then explodes.
Yeah, that's,
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, what the fuck is that game? Is that a game?
So you simulate being a goat.
Goat real life.
It's Night Shyamalan's new movie.
All it has to be is make some that.
It just needs to be an engine with a goat.
Just make an open world game and put like whatever animal and call it simulate.
Just cause
Skyrim with goats.
Just cause
I'd be okay with it being like those super shitty military sims where you load up a tiny little instance every time and just put the goat in.
It's like Skyrim with goats.
This is the gas station area. This is the race car area. And you spawn the goat in.
In 30 seconds, this is going to happen.
Goats in there.
Put the goat somewhere.
Set goat gravity to 20%. Spawn goats everywhere.
You think they're
spawn multiple goats on click.
Oh my God, bear simulator. That moves on. I think it's a logical transition.
Bear Simulator is a Kickstarter that me and Michael found.
Oh my God.
It's Oblivion.
Twitch was like,
you play as a bear.
Twitch was like, well, he that's how he explains it to you guys. To me, he's like, dude, it's Skyrim with the bear, like where you play the bear. And I was like, you get the fuck out of here.
Right, and then we looked at
and
the
then
trailer.
I saw a trailer and it was like,
it's Skyrim with the bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like Doba Bear, like those stupid bears we've been seeing. Except you're the bear. Dude. You see the bear like going through like do bear things like catch fish, eat honey, sleep, and then it just goes like the bear like it's like the first person the bear has his paws out like this, and like it's like when the game comes out you'll be walking and it'll be more realistic. And, like I hope it's not. I hope it's just like this. I hope the bear just has his paws.
You see bear hands sticking out.
Yeah, and you see him and then explore different areas and then it gets like this weird rickety like old like.
Did you say
over...
sleep?
Yes. Yeah, that's one of the things he highlighted was like, go back to your cave and sleep. And the guy goes back, the bear goes back and sleeps.
Yeah.
And then he just like, the shot that I was like instantly in love with is like the mountain. It instantly becomes like foggy and misty and like the old crickety boards he's walking on. And the bear just like, and then he jumps. There's platforming sections where the bear just like jumps. And I was like, oh my God, what's going on? And then at the end, like, it's all this dumb stuff that you can do as a bear, like have a pet butterfly falling around, or a little squirrel or bird or some dumb shit. And at the end, it was like, but be careful, you're not the only thing in the forest. And then the bear's like, he's walking, and it gets really creepy, and he just turns around, and like, it's like Sasquatch came running at you. And I was like, oh my God, I gotta fight Sasquatch as a bear.
As a bear.
As a bear.
And then, like, the Kickstarter stuff is like, design part of the game for us. Be on the dev team.
Yeah.
For $1,000, $700, be part of the dev team. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Just give us money.
I was like, give us money and we'll give you this game.
And then like one of the coolest things was like,
we promise like, it'll come out because we're making you make it too.
Yeah, I was like, give us $80 and we'll give you everything prior, like all this prior stuff, but this time you get this badass bear spare bear skin. It's just Tron Bear. It's so awesome. I've never been more excited about it.
Octodad.
I'm really excited because a Kickstarter that I've been wanting to play is coming out at the end of the month. Fucking Shovel Knight. It's like Castlevania Mega Man, but with the Shovel Knight.
Oh my God.
What?
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Oh,
you're weird as fuck.
I got some stuff I can talk about, and it'll just be like stuff I touched on before. But
touch you.
Attention.
It's something that I'm gonna say to you, but I interrupt my Twitch. You remember when we were sitting on the couch and you're telling me that I was telling you like we should order pizza from here and here and here? Well, while you're over there making noises, I'm gonna go pee.
Oh,
okay.
So it's been like a year since it came out, so they're like, you know, all the DLC that we had, like you buy and only get.
Now it's free.
Yeah.
Now it's free.
Oh, it's cool. All free. And I was like, oh yeah, it's free. And then I was like, wait a minute. Now all these dumbass asshole gamers are gonna start running around with this like OP gear and shit.
Not everyone, but that's the thing. If everyone starts using OP gear, should then it
becomes, level it out? Yeah, it becomes it regular.
Not. Oh, that's shitty.
Remember the problems we discussed.
Oh, that's right. The game is bad.
It's like,
okay, the game is unbalanced.
It's very
extreme. The game is way more about who goes first.
You're talking about like, does it level out? Does it level well? And you're like, no. He's like stuck in with a motherfucker that like.
I was talking to George.
Everybody and that's ever played the game.
I was playing and I was like, George, when I first started playing this game, we were all equal.
I was going.
Everyone had like the same deaths to kill ratio. Everyone was equal. It was fun.
Now there's the one guy now who's just like 25-2 and everyone else is like 11 deaths each and maybe two kills.
Maybe a kill.
But and it's like, and I was like, man, if you're starting out this game multiplayer, don't, because like it's already to the point where like,
well, that sucks. You just tell you people just can't play the game anymore.
But you can't, like, because it's like, unless you have a threshold for like impatience and stuff, just play the co-op with your buddies.
I'd get killed once. I'd get killed once, but like, that's good.
Co-op is the more insanely fun part of the multiplayer experience. Co-op is just best. But yeah, and then they were saying like, oh, you get this like limited edition like Mark One tattoo, like your character has the tattoos and shit, and a community cape that says Santa Monica on it. I was like, that's pretty cool. Yeah. All I have to do is answer questions. Alrighty. But that's all I wanted to touch on. Is the DLC's free, so everyone go get that shit. It's limited.
God of War.
So this episode,
free God of War.
So
free
this episode gets posted before the end of March.
Free Ascending. Free War.
Because
free
the gods. End of March is this week.
Free so. Of.
Fucking that new EDF game, the pre-order DLC is all free now, so go get that.
Ooh, free.
Ooh, free stuff.
Yeah, go free. Also, I was going to say Persona 4, Izanagi D Arts figure, but that's one of my tabs.
Yeah, Persona 4, that game is sick. Fucking Teddy's still an annoying sack of shit, though.
Sack of shit.
Can Flash.
Like, I was telling Raven, like,
yeah, you can play Persona 4.
No, like, I want to play Persona 4.
And then play Persona 3. You could get that.
I'm actually going to get that for Discord. Probably.
I was playing Persona 4 once.
But anyways, because...
has beefy McMahon bags?
No, I was playing as the Flesh.
Oh, the Flesh.
He's super strong and he's super naked. And the ladies love his confidence. I tell the teachers how it is. I did tell the teacher.
Okay, moving on to the end of the show.
Oh, I was gonna just say something about like I was telling Ricky about like the teleport. Like, hey, play Persona 4, and then I remember you gave him the game.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I have it.
Yeah, he has it.
Just put it in front of Pearl and let her play it. She'll be hooked on the shit for hours.
Also, games. I need to borrow a fucking Project Diva. I need that game.
Okay, and I want to borrow Wrath of the Witch.
Wrath of the White Bitch.
Wrath of the White. Nina Kuni. Wrath of the White Witch.
Kill you guys to take.
Hey Michael, what PS3 games do you like, bro?
Because I want to flip my stick while Hatsune Miku is on screen.
What's the fact?
No, he wants to flap his stick. I've seen her play that.
This is how you play. Pearl plays it all the time. You flick your stick while Hatsune Miku is on screen.
And I'm not even fucking with you.
I know how the fuck the game plays. I've seen people.
You fucking don't know shit. This is the angry part of the cast, where we're all sleepy and we want
to... Yeah, goddamn it, Twitch, you goddamn fucking piece of shit. Why aren't you in the show right now?
I was like...